This week's Torah Way has been sponsored to Deilu Nishmas Chana Bas Rav Avrom, Mrs. Chana Klein. Yud Beis Tishri, Monday 20th of September, Rav Avrom Kaufman, The Mathematics of the Shvuzim.
Yes, good morning to everybody. Right, we have a slight difficulty in that a number of people will be listening on the phone and they will not have this sheet in front of them, which is just to help you to follow. And therefore what I will say is I'll try and make it as understandable as possible without the sheet in front. Obviously, for reasons of constriction of time, I still have to go very quickly, but we'll do our best. The sukkah itself, this is well known. If you look at the outside letters, you've got, what are the outside letters of sukkah? And what's the numerical value of samachay? 65, you may recognize as the Shem, Hashem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. The way that we pronounce the Shem, Hashem, the Shem Havaya. The inside of Sukkot is which letters? What's their value, Vav and Chaf? 26. What is 26? The Shem, Hashem, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, 26. So it's well known, the Sukkah has got the Kli and the Kesiv of Sukkah integrated completely. If this time we'll come back to that, because it has an amazing significance. I don't know how far we'll go. I intend to speak by the clock. We have an inyan that we perhaps may take seriously, may just think, well, very nice, but I don't know what it means. And that is, we speak about Ishpizin, the heavenly guests, the Ovas Ailam, if you want, who come every night, every day of the Sukkah, and there is one designated for each day, and the others come with them. So we all know this. However, my cousin, David Menashe, made a whole investigation, and most of what I'm saying is based on what he said. I would say there are points on which, in isolation, my reaction, and probably yours, would have been, yeah, okay, you can say it doesn't mean anything. But you will see, if you take it all as one picture, everything means everything. Once we're dealing with numerical values, it is a code in the Torah, and there are more than one way of working out a code. And the reason why we use a particular code may or may not be evident. It may be linked to Kabbalah, which I know nothing about. But we're taking the facts. That's all we're trying to do today. Now, who's the one who comes the first night of Sukkot? Avraham. Right. Now, Avram, do you know what his special characteristic was? What his midah was? Chesed. Chesed is his can't pronounce it. Pashtus, to spread out. We spread out to help everybody. And therefore, it's not surprising that if you're looking for a gematria, you might find it when you spread out. And that means, in Lashon HaKodesh, as we know, every letter stands for a Kabbalistic force with which the world was created, and whatever else, the tremendous power of the Aleph Beis. But there is another way, and that is, one can go deeper and spread out the letter. Like an Aleph will be Aleph Lamed Pei, a Beis will be Beis Yud Tov. You add them together, you get a surprise. You can try it. But, therefore, let's take the word sukkah. You take the samach, will be samach mem chav. What's the value of samach mem chav? 120, keep it in your mind. Vav and he are two letters which can be spelt three different ways. And I don't know why you choose a particular way. Is it just to get a result, or has it got a Kabbalistic reason? I presume it's the second, because it seems to work. Vav here has been spelled Vav Aleph Vav, which is 13. Chof is obviously Chof and Pei. How much is Chof plus Pei? 100. And Hey, we're spelling here Hey Yud, which is 15. If you add those together, 120, 13, 100, 15, what do you get? Anyone's got it? 248. Does it ring a bell? Avraham. So we have therefore in the word sukkah, with the middah of chesed of Avraham, his pashtus, spreading out the word sukkah, taking the whole of each letter and spelling it out, like samach is samach mem kaf, and so on, you have the numerical value of Avraham. And I would say, well, interesting, but so what? So does this extend in any way? The next guest was Yitzchak. And Yitzchak, as we know, stands for what? Gevura, Midas Adin. Midas Adin is the opposite. It's coming in. And we have another system, which is actually mentioned in the Gemara Shabbos, called At Bash, which you may know about, where the first letter in the Aleph Beis becomes the last. The second becomes the second last, and so on, and we'll meet. So if we take Yitzchak in Aleph, in At Bash, your Samach, you can work it out yourself, it becomes a ches, your zayin becomes a pei, your chof becomes a lamed, your hey becomes a tzaddik. To save time, I'll just tell you that's 90 plus 30 plus 80 plus 8. Is anyone ahead of me? 208. And what is the gematria, the numerical value of Yitzchak, a yud and a tzaddik is 10 and 90, and a ches, another 8, 98, and the kuf, Yitzchak, is 208. So an at bash of the word sukkah, you get Yitzchak. Okay, it's interesting, but maybe it's coincidence. It doesn't look like it, but you never know. When you come to Yaakov, Yaakov was special, the whole union of Yaakov, that as we know that Avraham's chesed could be, is creating the genes of the Jewish people, chesed can be abused, hence Yishmael, self-love, the indulgence. Gevura of Yitzchak can be abused. You have the tzicha of Esav, the violence of Esav, and therefore what you need to do, you have to have the emes of Torah to know when you apply each one, when you limit each one, and therefore you want the manifestation of chesed and gevura in a different way to those of Avram and Yitzchak. You have to blend together to make tiferes. Yaakov is tiferes on the third night of Sukkah, midas emes. Now apparently when you're looking at chesed, this is Kabbalah, I know nothing about it, I'm taking it on trust, you can go one letter back. I don't know why, but it's a fact. So if you go, there is such a system, if you take sukkah and take the immediate letters hidden below sukkah, below samach, you get a nun. Below vav, what you get? Below chaf, what you get? Yud. And below here you get a dalet. If you add them together, you get 69. That doesn't mean anything that I'm aware of. Keep it in your mind. Now, you're adding together the sukkah of Avraham and the sukkah of Yitzchak to get the sukkah of Yaakov. So we'll take another sukkah. But the first one was chesed, we went back. The next one is representing Yitzchak, we have to go forward. Because midas adin gevura, we add one on. As again, I tell you, it's Kabbalah, I don't know why, I take it on trust. So the samach will become which letter? Well, ayin. How much is ayin? 70. The vav will become obviously a zayin, which is 7. The chof becomes a lamed, which is 30. The he becomes a vav, which is 6. What does that give you? 113. Again, it doesn't seem to mean very much. And 113 and 69. Who's got a quick brain? What do you get? 182. Let's look at Yaakov. What's the value? The power. Remember, they're not just values. Each letter represents a Kabbalistic power. A letter in Lashon HaKodesh is a spiritual power with all it represents. Yud is how many? 10. And Ayin is how many? You already get 80. And Kuf? 182 with the base. Yaakov, Yud, Ayin, Kuf, base 182. So it's Sukkah. Going one back, plus sukkah going one forward, that's chesed and gevura, which is from Yitzchak's midah, which is the midah of Yaakov Tiferes. You have 182 hidden in the word sukkah. So far Avraham is hidden in the word sukkah by spreading it out, each of the spelling out the letters in full letter of the word sukkah, because his midah is chesed. Yitzchak, which is tzimtzum with gevura, you use the atbash system as mentioned in the Gemara, and you on the word sukkah, and it spells out 208, which is Yitzchak. Yaakov is 182. You take the sukkah of Avraham, his midah, the sukkah of Yitzchak, his midah, you go midas achesed one back, midas achesed each letter one forward, and you come to a combination of the gematria 182, which is Yaakov. So he seems to be hidden in the sukkah. It seems to be a system. The question is, will it be upheld? We understand Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we know what the midas are, and we can understand it a bit easier. We come to Moshe Rabbeinu, Netzach. I don't know why, this one you can argue with. If it was in isolation, I wouldn't mention it, because I wouldn't feel comfortable with it, but since we seem to having a bit of success, so we'll look at it. And that is, I don't know why, maybe you can work out a reason, but if you take again the word sukkah and spread each letter out, the samach becomes samach, samach mem chof, the vav becomes this time spelled vav yud vav. We're spelling the vav differently because, as I said, there's three different ways to spell vav depending on the meaning. Chof, as before, is chof pei. Hey is hey yud, again, as above. You have a total of 257, which, as far as I know, doesn't mean anything. It probably does, but I'm not aware of it. And I don't know why, but you take the word sukkah itself. If you remember, the word sukkah was a combination of the Kri and Kasif of the Shem Hashem, which comes out as 91. So if you add these two together, for whatever reason, you get 91 plus 257. Mm-hmm. It comes to 348, which gets us absolutely nowhere. However, if you take Moshe, you find his gematria is 345. If we had another three, we'd be home, wouldn't we? The three letters. We have a rule that you can, which perhaps we're not that comfortable with, unless we understand it, and that is you can take one extra number for the word as a whole, that's the kaolo, off of each letter of the word, which is also called the kaolo. It's said that when the concept is still rooted up in the higher worlds, however we understand that, then that's when you use the kaolo. So I don't know why, but by doing that, you've got your extra three. That will give you 348. So again, sukkah, with its spelt out each letter in full, is 257. Sukkah itself is the Shema Raviah Kriyim Ksiv is 91. You add them together, for whatever reason it may be, then if you take Moshe's name, Ima Kaolel, you'll get 348 and it will match. Although Moshe, without the kaolo, 345, you can take it and leave it. I'll be honest, I would leave it if it wasn't for the fact that everyone so far has been in the name of the sukkah, and therefore but it looks as if there must be some intention. But why we have to do it in this way, I don't know. But, however, there's another way. And the other way is, I'm not saying it's wrong, it's right. It's just you have to go around the corner to get there, but you get there. But there's another way to find Moshe. Moshe is still there in the sukkah, definitely. We have another system. And that system is, when you take a number, the value of a letter, that's the power of that letter in Aleph Beis, it doesn't only contain its whole power, it contains the power of everything leading up to it. Like, let's say in English, you'd say the number, say 5. You could also say 5, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5, and take that number. So you can do that with Lashon HaKodesh, with the power on the meaning of the letters. It's another system. When and why you apply it, I don't know. But it's a fact. There is such a system, and if it works, then you've got a message. So you take the Samach, you've got Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, blah, 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 Lamed, Mem, and Samach. From Aleph to Samach, you will get 255. You then take the Chof of Sukkah. We're missing out the Vav, because you can spell Sukkah without a Vav. If you look in Benjamin, Sukkah, Dovid, and Mefel, Sukkah, Dovid, and Mefel, we don't use a Vav. If you take the Samach, you take the Samach as 255, you take Chof, Aleph to Chof, Aleph is given, blah, 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 Yud Chof, it comes to 75. I haven't added it up, I'm taking it on trust, but you can check it and you'll find it works, because everything else does. And Hey is Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, total is 15. So you've got 255, you've got 75, and you've got 15, you add them together, you'll get 345. And you don't need any power, you don't need anything, that is Moshe. So therefore, on your fourth day of Sukkah, your heavenly guest is Moshe Rabbeinu, and he, like all the ones before him, is contained in one of the codes of the word Sukkah. I just say what's remarkable is, when we speak about a mathematical code in the Torah, we are speaking about, we tend to think that we're using the words in the Torah and finding a message here. Not simple gematrias. The mathematical code is different to simple gematrias, and it's different to the code which the Arachim use. As I mentioned last time, it overlaps. But it's a system by itself. But here, we're dealing with Ishpizin. we're dealing with something which, where does it come from? It comes from the Kabbalah, basically. And it's there in the word Sukkah. It's in the Torah code of maths. We come to Aaron and we see if we can manage anything. Well, if you remember before, we spelled out his Pashtus, the word Sukkah, taking each letter, spelling it out, we came to 257. If you look at the Gematria of Aaron, well, let's work it out. What's Aleph? Right, and a hey. So you've got six and a resh. So you've got 206 and a nun. You're 256. So you're one short of Sukkah. So you take the cowl, the name Aaron. You've therefore got Aaron with the cowl is 257, which is the total value of the letters of Sukkah when you spread each letter out and spell it fully. So Aaron is in this word Sukkah as well. I cannot believe that it's coincidence, and I don't believe mathematically if you tried and kretched and drayed with a series of other words that you'd find them in such a way in the word Sukkah. It's it's presumably mathematically impossible. It's just to be there by chance. Now we come to Yosef. Do you know what Yosef stood for? Yosef is Sadiq Yisraelon. Yosef is a pnimius, the inner purity of the Jewish person. And therefore it's not what you see, it's what's behind it. His brothers only saw the outside. They saw someone who seems to be vain and a show-off and puts on a show and is empty. And inside was the pnimius, the purity, the tmimus. So what you want is not what you see. Throw that away. They threw him away. You want what is there underneath. And therefore, you have actually a system in the Aleph base where you take the letter and you spell out each letter. Aleph becomes Aleph base. Gimel becomes whatever Gimel Mem. So on. And you ignore the part. Until now, we take the whole letter. That's Samach. The Samach would be Samach Mem Chof. You can ignore that Samach. Ignore the part, the actual letter, the first letter which is written and revealed. We want to know what's hidden. And when do we use this code? When we want to know what is hidden. That is a midah of Yosef. What is hidden behind Sukkah? So again, you take your Samach, Samach Mem Chof. Ignore the Samach. You've got Mem Chof. How much is that? You take your Vav, we're spelling it here, Vav. So ignore the first Vav, which is written, and take what's hidden, is another 66. Chof is Chof, Pei, the Chof's written, we can see it, we want what's hidden, what you got, another 80. Hope you're keeping count. You get Hey Yud again for Hey. You're ignoring the Hey, which is written, you're taking the part of the word which is hidden, which is Yud. So you've got 60 plus 6 plus 80 plus 10. How much is that? 156. So the hidden essence of the word Sukkah, the midah there is, the hidden part is 156. Let us look at what Yosef's number is. Yud is how many? And Vav? Gives you 16. And another Samach, another 60. And Pei is 80. What does that give you? So you've got 156, which is the hidden part of the word Sukkah when you spell it out and take the hidden part. It can't be coincidence. No one could invent this. The difficult one, Tzmimus, that is a midah of Yosef. Yosef is Sadiq Yisrael Olam. His brothers saw only a Rosher and someone like Esau putting a show on, and behind it was the Tzmimus and the purity and the etc.
Are we allowed to ask whether these Ishbizim have been chosen because their names fit into...
No one knew the names. No one knew till... No one knew these... No, they happened to be... They happened to be the Obas of Ilam, but no one knew... No one knew these codes were there till my cousin found them, and he worked a long time on it. Once he found it, he thought it must be there, and he tried every combination.
Someone must have missed that.
Doesn't appear so. I haven't seen it anywhere. David, we say we should establish Sukkot, David and Nepheles. That's spelt without the Vav. You find it at the end of benching. David, we speak of David a cotton. Same as Shmuel a cotton. David is Malchus, but is bottle annulled before Malchus Shemaim. It's humility, it's smallness. We speak of people who caught a cotton, and one is David. And we are compared to the moon. It's like Malchus Beis Dovid, and Mashiach comes, which waxes and wanes, goes down to the smallest elements, rises up again. So therefore, it's not surprising that if we use a system known as Mispar Katan, you take the lowest common denominator of each letter in the alphabet. In other words, if you got 60, it'll become 6. If you got 6,000, it'll become 6. If you've got 30, it'll become 3. If you've got 50, it'll become 5. So you take Sukkah, Samach, Chof, He, the same way we spell Sukkah's David in the Fellas. You take the Samach, 60 becomes what? 6. The Chof, 20 becomes what? 2. You get 8. And the He, of course, is 5. So 8 and 5 is 13. Now, David is 14. However, you're using the cow of the Sukkah here. Why here more than anywhere else I don't know, but they're using the kaulel of the word sukkah you're using here, so your 13 is actually 14 with the kaulel, it's the same as David. I've said sukkah we do find spelt without the vav, and if you look in benching, unless some sees it as it differently, you look in benching, we say on chalamayit sukkahs, we say we should establish sukkahs, David and afelis, and we spell it without a vav. So you have found now every one of the ishbizim has actually got a remes that is there in the word sukkah. Each one in isolation is the same. Maybe it's chance, or a nice thing to say, but what does it mean? But when each one is there, it is rather mind-shattering. I'll just point out, I can't give each one. Avraham, 248 is 8 times, 8 to the Malamina Tev is 8 times the Shem Kale, it's a whole shir in itself. Yitzchak is 8 times the Shem Yud Ke Vav Ke. Yaakov's number happens to be 182, 6, divide that by 26, what do you get? You get 7, the 7 times Yud Ke Vav Ke. The value of Moshe appears to be Shin Dalad Yud, plus the word Kale, 314 plus 31. All these without any kaulel or anything. Aaron is 256. I couldn't find what that's meant to be, but if you include the kaulel, no, if you don't, wait a minute. 2, 5, 6, what did do that? 6, 8, 5. No, you don't need any kaulel. If you take Aaron and you take it in Mispar Katan, you get 13. Hashem Echad, and Yosef is 6 times Hashem Havaya. It's interesting that Yitzchok is the Malamina Teva, it was like Malki Shorit is 8 times, and Maral says 8 above Teva. Yaakov seems to be the Nisyaunus in Aylam is there, 7 times Hashem Havaya, and Yosef, Midas Yisaud, which is 6, is 6 times Hashem Havaya. I don't know what you do with David.
Who's your cousin?
David Menashe. Right. I'll just extend this a little bit. I'm going by the clock, so whatever there's time for, there's time for. Whatever there isn't, there isn't. This I find most shocking. He worked it out. I don't know how many hours he spent on it. The David Menashe. Yeah. He worked this bit out. I've got more to say, which is not here. What? Menashe is his surname. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He gave seminars on this in French, in Italian, and Hebrew. Not in English. Yeah. I've also got other things, but not from him, but there won't be time. But it's just to be very, very quick. We said that Sukkah is well known. The inside letters are Shem Havaya, the way Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the outside of Shem is the way that we read it, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. So that's 65 and 26. If you multiply, if you take the strongest representation of the Kri and the Kasiv of Shem Havaya, it would be 65 times 26. Has anyone worked out on a calculator? You can work out in your head if you take 25 divide 60. Yeah. 1690, that's right. Does it mean anything? To me, it meant absolutely nothing. However, we've got 1690. If you can find a meaning in that, you're welcome. However, I want to show you something. If you sit there, I'm taking this on trust, I haven't checked it. You're welcome to check it. there's one little problem at the end, and that is if you keep this in the, if you want to keep this in your head, write it down, put it in the calculator. Do you know how many times the word Avraham is listed in the Torah? Apparently 151 times. I don't know any value to that name. Yitzhak is written 101 times. I don't know any value of that either. And Yaakov is 212 times. I'm not saying there's no value to it, but I don't know if or what it may mean. 151, 101, 212, that's it, three of us written in the Torah. Moshe is written an awful lot of times. You get 736 times. Aaron is written 301 times. And Yosef is written 180 times. So you've got all the Ushpizi in the amount of times that they're actually mentioned in the Torah. And David is not written in the Torah at all, because he came afterwards. The only thing you can look for, if you want to find him in the Torah, and you can take it or leave it, and I would have been inclined to leave it except for one fact which we'll see, apparently you'll find the letters David, Vav, David, not David, but the words of his name, the three letters of his name stuck together, you know, it's one continuous document, the Torah, written in the Torah nine times. In the parsha about Dudoim, where Leah asked for the Dudoim, this special plant which causes fertility and so on, and there it's mentioned five times. And the Dudoim has got Dalad Vav Dalad, Dov's name, hidden inside it. If you want, take it, leave it. And there's another four times in the Chumash, I've no idea where. So you've got nine. If you add that lot together, that's the number of times of Rom, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Yosef are written in the Torah, plus the nine times that you find. Well, it's not surprising, David is hidden. I mean, no, it is surprising. But nine times you find David, not as David, but Dalad Vav Dalad without any jumps written in the Torah. I'm taking it on trust. If you add it together, what do you get? 1,690. And what was that? It was 26 times. 26 times 65. Shem Avar Kli and Kasiv, which is what's hidden there in the sukkah. So the sukkah has got hidden in it all the times that the Ushpizim are written in the Torah. 65 is Shem Adnus Aleph Dalem Nun Yud, which is the Samech of sukkah, and which is the Kasiv, the Kri of the Shem Avar Hashem, and the inside is the Vav and the Chof, which is the way that 26, the way we pronounce it, Shem Havayah, Yud He Vav and the He, which is 26. So the Sukkah is well known. This is the Kri and the Kasiv of the Shem Havayah together, and Sukkah is after Rosh Hashanah, and people will come under the shelter of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And just finally, the Mordechai Shansky told me, I was wondering, 91, what does it mean? I would have liked it to come to Shem Elokim, because there is this concept that we have to know that Shem Havayah is a Kodesh Baruch who is before the world, he's now, he's forever, he controls everything. And Elokim is Hashem through nature, that is hiding Hashem through nature. And I'd have liked to have found that in the Sukkot as well, the Shem Elokim, and it's not there. But he pointed out to me that if you say Ha Elokim with the He, which I thought you can't do, it's cheating, you get 91, which is 26 plus 65. So he pointed out to me, it's actually when we say seven times in the whole of Tanakh, once without the He and six times with the Shem, Hashem Hu Elokim. The Sukkah is 26 plus 61, 65, the Shem of Vakri and Kasi, which is Ho Elokim. Because you find, he pointed out to me, you find with right through the Rosh Hashanah in Kippur and Simchas Torah, we say there, the Torah is with the Ask, Hashem will the Kim, etc., in Ad Mavada, and so on. We're saying it on Yom Kippur, Hashem will the Kim seven times in the Torah, and the concept, the purpose of the Sukkah is Das, is well known, it gives Das, the Kaddish Yudin says, that since it says what man Yidu, it actually gives us Das, we live through it, that by taking the living through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we should come to internalize the awareness, Yidaito Yam, always says Das with Hashem Elokim, that you should know Hashem is actually a Elokim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even when everything is hidden and it seems everything needs a deen, or it seems we don't see the hand of Hashem, it's there, he's there.